For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob. I've got bigger titties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone booth. I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating.
Tuesday.
On the Johnny B. Show.
Hello, Finn Dave 3. He's listening, by the way.
Hey, Finn Dave.
All right, now continue.
So you got the four subs, and I was thinking, I get three in the state of Florida. You got the Buccaneers.
Sure.
Clearly, obviously. The Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, who the hell's the other team? Do we have another professional football team that I'm unaware of?
Well, Publix, did they say Florida or did they say just Publix?
It says Publix announced it is kicking off the NFL season by releasing four new NFL-themed pubs.
Because Publix covers more than
three. Yes, I understand.
Or four. Yeah.
I mean, they're in Carolinas.
Yeah.
They're all the way in Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, I was thinking, what's the other sub? Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons.
They
could have
done a Panthers sub. They could have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Seems like they're missing out here. And I think they might even be, Publix is expanding.
Yeah, I heard they're in Pennsylvania now, too, so.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, dude.
They said that, let's see who said this. Publix Business Development Director of Delhi.
All right.
That's a job.
Sounds like a person I want to hang out with.
Alan Brown.
Big Al.
Said, we worked hard to make the initial recipes unique to each team with characteristics about the market. He said we wanted to create something special that each team would be proud to call their own.
Let me just say this, Big Al. I've already went over this whole article and looked over all these recipes. And before Will tells everybody what they are,
yep.
You didn't do a bunch of research.
Oh.
You did not.
Ow.
Because you slid on Tampa, bruh.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Will.
Well, here we go. Let's talk about the subs. Of course, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sub.
Yeah.
Publix said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sub brings a different spin to a classic. The chicken tender sub. I'm listening.
I mean, every one of these subs, by the way, spoiler alert, have chicken tenders on them pretty much, except for
one, really?
I think.
Well, it's
the
best.
I like the chicken tenders.
So you got the, I guess this is their description. The sub huddles are tenders with bacon and cheddar cheese, then topped with spicy gold sauce.
Look, that sounds delicious, but none of that says Tampa to me.
Yeah.
It's not Tampa.
I feel like it kind of looks like the color kind of looks resembles the Buccaneers a little bit.
I guess.
The orange, you know, obviously we got the throwback coming back this year.
Well,
the golden sauce.
Why not do like an, if you're going to do that, do like an Asian orange chicken or something.
I was thinking, when I think Tampa sandwiches, obviously it goes to the Cuban. Yeah, was that what you were thinking too?
Absolutely.
Like make a Cuban with chicken tender or something?
Absolutely. Well, or just do a good Cuban, like a kicked up Cuban. You know how like Wicked Oak does a Cuban with smoked pork instead because they're a barbecue restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that. But if you're going to use the chicken tender, then maybe make it Cuban inspired.
Yeah, maybe do the mayo, mayonnaise, the pickle. I always think of that commercial that's on here.
Yeah.
The ham.
Yeah.
Pickle.
Yeah. Pollo tropical.
Yeah.
We have the best. You know why?
Pickle.
Bitch.
You got to have pickle on your sandwich.
You don't have pickle on your sandwich? You look at my pickle.
I kill you if you...
I'll slit your throat, you bitch.
Right, if you don't have pickle and
You pickle is bitch.
And pickle. Very important to the sandwich.
Pickle. I name my twin boys and pickle.
And pickle.
Pickle, come back!
I could see that, though, like some sort of spin on the Cuban. That probably would have been cool. But, I mean, I might get a Publix sub tomorrow. Who knows? And maybe I'll go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers one.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to try it.
The Jacksonville Jaguar mm-hmm. or Jaguar for the honkies out there.
Sure.
Features a new flavor profile centered around BBQ, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
They said that customers really love our chicken tender sandwich already.
Of course.
And what's more popular in the South than barbecue? So this sub is topped with coleslaw and barbecue mayo.
That sounds better.
I don't like mayo.
Barbecue mayo?
Barbecue mayo. I guess all you just right. mix it. It's probably good, I'm sure.
I mean, tangy. I'll try.
The sandwich features a smoky flavor that hits like an all-pro linebacker, and it definitely will have you going back for more, Public said.
This writer's good.
Now you got the Atlanta Falcons.
All right.
Public said its famous chicken tenders are teed up with a sweet maple seasoning and topped with bacon in the Atlanta Falcons sub.
I don't understand how that's Atlanta either. Maple, but that sounds, to me, that's the best sounding one.
The maple?
Yeah, with bacon and that's sweet.
Maple bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
The sub also features peach preserves.
Yeah, that's Atlanta.
That sounds good. That
there
sounds
we go.
Good. And sriracha mayonnaise.
There you go. See, I'll eat that. I'll be in Georgia Thursday. I might have to get me one of them.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think you can get it here. You can get it here.
Oh, you can just order Atlanta one here?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Maybe you can only get to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay?
Huh.
That's interesting.
To find out.
Now you got the Miami Dolphins sandwich. Now, this one's interesting. I did not read this before. You said you did.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins themed sandwich is a spin on a Cuban sandwich.
Which pisses me
off. They're kind of giving... Yeah, I mean, come on, Publix. You're based in Lakeland here. You should know that Tampa is the king of the Cuban.
See, people in Miami, they think they are the...
No.
People in Key West think the same thing. But this has been debated throughout generations, and it was settled a few years ago in a big documentary about the whole argument, and they had to go dig and do a lot of research. Historians got involved. Tampa is the home of the Cuban. Miami's got a good Cuban, but it ain't a real Cuban. Key West has a good Cuban, ain't a real Cuban. Sorry. Tampa should have got the Cuban-inspired one.
I think, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Actually, well, how does the Dolphins not have something with, like, tuna, like a tuna sub or something? It's the Dolphins, something fishy.
Well, I think of Miami, I'm thinking of, like, plantains, I'm thinking.
I mean, you can do a Cuban-inspired one. They have more than just a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have done one that's, got, like, a picadillo on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Well, they get the Cuban one. This one features Publix's Smokehouse Tavern ham, pulled pork.
Does it have pico?
Swiss cheese.
Yes.
A lemon garlic aioli.
Lemon garlic aioli.
And crispy jalapeno.
A crispy jalapeno.
And I suppose you can add pickle.
See, it just doesn't. That's not a Cubano. Okay.
It looks good. The sandwich looks
really good.
Favorite one. These subs will be available for a limited time at select Publix locations. You can check Publix.com to see if your store is participating.
Or you could just buy all those ingredients and make them yourself.
Nah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing there. And I will say that these subs are pretty affordable.
Sure.
They have gone up, but so is everything.
Yeah.
You used to be able to get a $4.99 foot-long sub when they were on special. Not anymore. They're like $6.99 or $8.99.
Yeah, but man, when the chicken tender subs are on sale for like $7... That's two meals, dude.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, they package them in halves for a reason. If you eat the whole thing.
Oh, you're sick.
Drive yourself to Houston and see doctor now.
I've done it many times, but I'm like, oh, that was, even for me, that was too much. I don't know why I did that to myself. It was so good.
Hey, doctor, now, I need to talk to you. Why are you here?
Is this Fat Mo?
Why are you here?
Sounds like Fat Mo.
I ate all the barbecue. Dr. Nile, I didn't even leave any for Johnny or Will. You're very fat.
Yeah,
what
fat
is
mo.
Wrong with you?
I like it.
Hold on. We got a couple of people on hold. Let me, real quick. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Can we help you?
What's up, boys?
Yeah.
Hey, I think the Tampa sandwich sounds perfect with Gold Digger sauce.
Yeah.
Please don't say Gold Digger with a hard R on my show.
Gold Digger.
Damn you. Johnny B. Shaw, can we help you? Hello?
Yes. This is Luis.
Oh, is this a guy from Pollo Tropical?
What's up, dog?
Yes, don't forget about the cot. It is the cot and the pickle.
Pickle, yes. What was the other one?
The cot. It is the cot.
Cot?
The cot. The slice, the cot.
Oh, the cot.
Oh, you got to cut the pickle. Yes. Oh, my bad, dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
We pissed him off, dude. The guy spends money on this station, Will.
Pickle.
For God's sakes.
Pickle.
The cot, the pickle.
And the pickle.
Wouldn't it be funny if we found out that wasn't even like a Hispanic guy on the commercials?
It's probably not.
Just an awesome black dude with a great voiceover.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's a special talent.
I like it.
Those voice talents are something new. Oreo, we were talking about Oreos earlier. Two cookies is, what, 210 calories?
What, I think it, said on said? The, what it said on the package.
They are bringing back one of their most requested fan favorites. Do you know which one it is? Have you read this one?
I've not. I saw the article. I wanted you to surprise me. That's why I didn't read it.
Okay.
And I wanted to guess. Fan favorite. It's my favorite all-time Oreo is a double stuffed peanut butter.
Oh, okay. I like the double stuffed period. Just a classic double stuffed.
Yeah.
More cream.
Hell
in my belly.
In my mouth. Oreo. I don't know. It's probably something stupid like a birthday cake flavor or something.
I think, isn't that a classic now? Isn't that still in stores? I haven't been down the cookie aisle in a little while.
Me neither. Yeah. I don't know.
Red Velvet.
Oh. Which is just chocolate, people.
Is it?
Yeah. Red Velvet is chocolate. It's not a flavor. It's just a color.
So chocolate frosting with chocolate. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like
it's
that.
Just chocolate. Chocolate on chocolate.
The cookies will feature the familiar taste fans know and love, a unique red-colored red velvet flavored base cake with, cream cheese flavor.
Okay.
As the cream.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the cookie is the red velvet.
Yeah, because the red velvet cake is a chocolate cake with cream cheese frosting.
Oh, man. That sounds good. Bro, I do love cheesecake. It's my favorite.
Cream cheese, you mean?
No. Cheesecake.
They said cheesecake filling or cream cheese?
Well, cream cheese. But it's basically that.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Since this limited edition cookie was last seen on the shelves in 2020, Oreo said its customers have been begging for the flavor to make its triumphant return.
Who are these
return.
Fat idiots that are begging a cookie company for a flavor? I've never been that fat where I sent an email begging.
Yeah. I mean, with Twitter now, it's so easy to just like, hey, Oreo, bring back Red Velvet.
But it sounds to me like maybe five people did it, and they're like, people are begging.
Well, that's what happens.
Clamoring.
These social media trends happen. They're like, that guy said a word I don't like. And it's like, oh, my God. Somebody tweeted us this, and three other people did, too. This must mean it's a pattern.
Or, like, eight Nazis show up in Orlando and are like, Nazi takeover in Florida.
Yes, exactly.
No, it's just eight nerds.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Pretty much. Two packages of Red Velvet Oreos are seen. Oh, wait, sorry. Oreo made the announcement last week on social media with the fitting, is it cake trend? Is it cake? I don't know what that is.
That's a Netflix show where they create things that don't look like cake, but they're made out of cake.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool. I watched a season of it.
Two packages of Red Velvet Oreos are seen on a table, with one being an actual package and the other one being cake. The cake version is cut into, revealing the bright red scrumptious center. This one's cake. This one's real, the Oreos host says, revealing that the package of Red Velvet Oreos were what we've been waiting for and that they're coming back.
God, so many fat people. This article, it's just everything is about.
I want to look up Red Velvet Oreo nutritional facts.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they're the same.
Here, you look up Red Velvet, and I'll look up Oreos.
Okay.
Okay.
Calories, how many calories in a Red Velvet Oreo? Does that mean one?
Yeah, dude.
143 calories in one Red Velvet Oreo?
Dude, that's worse.
Dude, that doesn't make sense. It can't be.
Regular Oreos.
140 and two cookies.
Yeah. Well, this one says, this article I'm reading, it says, let's see. Yeah, okay. 140 for two cookies, 90 grams of sodium, 13 grams of sugar. Okay.
That's a lot of grams of sugar in that.
Yeah, bro.
That's
why it's delicious.
If you put 13 grams of sugar, I feel like it's going to look bigger than the cookie.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 13 grams is a lot. You ever, seen a bag of weed?
Yeah, bro.
And it's like, there's 3.5 grams in here. Now, obviously, it's probably lighter.
Yeah.
Less dense than sugar, but 3.5 grams fills up a good amount of a bag. You got 13 grams?
How many Oreos do you eat on a normal sitting? Oh,
if I'm going to eat Oreos, then, you know, you're probably going at least a half sleeve.
At least 10 cookies.
Yeah.
I'd say about 10 cookies with a glass of milk or a big cup of coffee. If you're doing milk, so a glass of milk is like 2 cups of milk. Yeah, that's an added 400 calories plus I don't know how many grams of fat, probably 30 grams of fat. Then you got 10 Oreos. So you're talking 160 times 5. That's 1,000 calories, over 1,000 calories for a little cookie snack.
And it's just a snack.
Yeah, dude.
It's
not a meal.
It's not even. So you have to do, there's 70 calories, which I guess is less than it's about 40 less than the original.
Yeah,
I don't know. 210 for two, right, with the originals?
Hold on, man.
Look this up. Pull that up, Jamie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.